Hey everyone, welcome back to Rupees Over Ramen, the show where we talk about animation, creativity, creative process, and tons of other nerdy stuff. Happy New Year. It is 2024, which is pretty crazy to say. I still haven't written down the date on a piece of paper yet, so I haven't experienced that yet, but it feels pretty cool. It's a cool year. So I wanted to talk about some New Year's things and some things with creativity and just some ideas that I've been thinking about. Not necessarily totally connected to art, but just the idea of enjoying life and in being creative with life and creative with the things around you. So I was thinking about what 2024 is the year of. And I was thinking about, for me, especially in my art and in my life, it's a year, 2024, is a year of color, is a year of spontaneity, and it is a year of love. So breaking this down and being a year of color, that relates a lot to my art, in that a lot of my art recently has been based around line and line drawings and sketches and doodles, and I've kind of been veering away from color because color can be scary and it can be very difficult to do right, because there's so many things with color harmony and color theory. But in doing some pixel art near the end of last year, I was able to see how simple color can be if you keep your palette simple, your color palettes, and if you choose colors that make you feel something emotionally or have some connection to something. So I want to work on putting more color into my drawings, which maybe I didn't know if I was going to be like do art in this way, but drawing it out traditionally and then scanning it and then coloring it. And like some people color in Photoshop, but for me, it'd probably be like coloring it in some free program like Krita, or Blender. I've been thinking Blender would be a really interesting art program to do just like drawing and animation with, like, two-dimensional. So that's kind of what it is with color. And then I'm walking right now, so I'm kind of tired. But with the year of spontaneity, I just always feel like there's times where I wait super long to make a decision on something, like to start working on a certain project or to make a video or whatever. And I just want to be more spontaneous, just being like, have an idea and then go out and do it and kind of fail faster. Like, because failure is like, that's your first try. And you're able to get up from that and to learn from that. And kind of some people say like, the faster you fail, the faster you learn, and you're able to move forward. And with spontaneity, there has to be a balance. Like, you still have to have standards and morals and values and things that you stick to. But for me, I just want to be able to do more things just for having fun, experimenting, and playing with art. And then for a year of love, like better loving myself and others, those around me, my family, my friends, and just showing more love and being more loving and kind. And also showing that through my art in some way, like connecting stories of love in my life into my art and the people that have inspired me. So, yeah, those are the things I've been thinking about for 2024, and especially being a year of color. I think color can be very powerful and can add so much more dimension. And then with delving more deeper into just art, and if you're an artist or a writer, you can make a list like this thing too, of things that, it's really cold, of things that you want to do, things that you've always wanted to be working on or trying out, and just going and doing them to the best of your ability. So for me, I want to do more animations, both in 3D and 2D. Especially in two dimensions, because there's a lot of cool things they can learn in that traditional style of frame by frame animation and also kind of animatics. I want to do more with character design, and I have a lot of characters I made, but just like drawing them out in different ways and different styles and really stretching myself more with character design and creating more characters that are connected to that idea of nostalgia and urban fantasy, those ideas that I've tried to connect to more. And then also just doing more stuff with voice acting for my own stories and collaborating with people and being able to do voice acting more, I think could be cool. Doing more with music and singing, doing more with pixel art, which I've started doing a little bit, and then more with comics. And these are just loose ideas just to get my brain thinking about projects and things that I can work on that I will enjoy doing and that will help me to grow as an artist, grow my portfolio, and just help me to grow as an individual in my storytelling as well. Whew, it is cold. And something that I've realized just talking through all of this is that one of my main goals is to tell stories and to find different ways to tell stories, whether it's visually or just writing something out, just sharing those stories from my life and being able to connect with people and relate to people and help people to know that they are not alone and that all of us can stand together in our different lives and our different stories, and it can be a beautiful thing. So yeah, that's the end of this episode. I've been thinking about like something for like a call, like the word for a call to action. I thought about maybe like quest, like I'm that guy with the backpack being like, here's a quest for you to go on. And the quest is to try something new today and to make this year one that is memorable, and to take more times to enjoy the little moments in life. I'll see you guys later. And have a great day. See you guys later. Peace.